entrance on this side is called the Golden Portal. In the 14th century, this was the front of the cathedral. When it was decided that Prague would be home to an archbishop and that a new church would be built, Petr Pahlerz was the chosen architect, and much of what you see here is his work and the work of his sons, who continued his design after his death. Their project includes the mosaic above the doors, which shows a scene of the biblical Last Judgment, with a particular focus on Czech saints. At the time when Wenceslas first built here, the Catholic Church's competition in the region was with Slavic and Germanic paganism. But centuries later, while Pahlerz's design was underway, the church found new competition from within. Jan Hus, a local priest, started preaching reforms that foreshadowed the Protestant Reformation. And by preaching in the local language instead of Latin, he earned lots of followers. More than one war was fought between Catholics and Hussites. And during the Hussite Wars in the 15th century, construction on St. Vitus Cathedral paused for a long, long time, as if to see who would win.